WMFO in Med.
Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
Frisky, are we?
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
We're the sauce on your steak. We're the cheese in your cake. We put the spring in Springfield.
We're the lace on the nightgown.
The point after touchdown.
Yes, we put the spring in Springfield.
Free sauce.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
Supporters of the plan insist that there should be no problem if one has nothing to hide.
Layers built up on top of one another like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
What do you guys think of plastic sushi?
I think you shouldn't eat it.
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO Medford 91.5 FM。
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastic.
Strawberries.
A new mood is in the air in Springfield, as refreshing as a pre-moistened towelette. Folks are finally accepting their feelings and really communicating with no holding back. And this reporter thinks it's about f***ing time.
Thank you.
Good evening and welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage. That's right. It's no ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, scientific lectures. Who knows where? Mixed in between and on top of the music. It's only here on WMFO in Medford. Well, the seasons have certainly changed, and tonight's theme is called Spring Has Sprung, as we celebrate the real arrival of spring with all the trees and flowers blooming. It's going to be songs about spring and flowers. We started off the show with, of course, a Japanese band, because this is a Plastic Sushi. That's part of the formula, as well as being relentlessly freeform. Yeah, that was Shokuchi Kina, a song called Hana no Kajimaya, or Flower Windmill. In this episode, I am mixing you up a real crazy in-depth sound collage. Remixed remixes of layers of sound. As longtime listeners will know, ever since we began broadcasting Plastic Sushis in September of 2004, with each changing season, I've played the corresponding track from Wendy Carlos's brilliant 1972 epic album, Sonic Seasonings. And as the seed crystal for tonight's show, of course, we're going to be having her piece Spring coming up later. But what I'm actually going to play you is a remix of that masterpiece using a Chuck U WMBR mix as a bass, which has kind of become a tradition now at this point too. And then as far as the audio clips from who knows where, this evening we're going to be hearing excerpts from a lecture that my intellectual idol, Tufts professor Daniel Dennett, gave at Harvard in 2009 on religion. It's actually on his book, Breaking the Spell, Religion is a Natural Phenomena. And then some thoughts on the nature of science and reflections about working on the atomic bomb project by Nobel Prize-winning physicist Richard Feynman later on in the show, plus bits and pieces of a story by Hank Fonts from the Promethean Commentary plus Jazz Archives. And then on top of that, yeah, in the second hour of the show, I'm also going to be broadcasting two songs I composed and performed on a modified type of electric guitar I've been developing, a stereo ultra bass guitar, two songs about spring rainstorms that I'll be interleaving with some Vangelis soil festivities movements. And let me emphatically disclaim that the views and opinions are those of the participants, those of the sources, and not necessarily those of the show's producer. That'd be me, or WMFO, or the Tufts Board of Trustees, or any of those. So we've got all sorts of great music for you this evening, including songs from Vern Williams and Jill Scott, Astrud Gilberto, Vangelis, Jivan Gasparian, and some Ultra Lounge and Wendy Carlos. Backing me up right now are birds. This is Optimum Aviary. It was recorded by that sonic genius Irv Tybell off of his Environments 1 album of 1969. So, this is going to be a pretty wide-ranging and contemplative eventually sound collage for you. Let's get the next set started off with, of course, another Japanese band for you. Here is a kind of jazzy band called Gantity and a track called Undecorated Spring. Here for you on WMFO in Medford, the Plastic Sushi Scrubbers in Time Sound Collage. Celebrating spring. Yeah, spring has sprung.
Nature is there and she's going to come out the way she is. nature is there, and she's going to come out the way she is. Nature is there, and she's going to come out the way she is. And therefore, when we go to investigate it, we shouldn't pre-decide what it is we're trying to do, except to find out more about it.
An association a while back with a 17-year-old Mandingo tribeswoman.
Here at Laughing Pines, where the party never ends, there's a spicy new attraction on the fun way. You can scan yourself the traces of old heartaches, the to hear that.
name is Anastasia Christ. I am 22 years old. I'm from Czech Republic, from Prague. I won't dance for you now.
She keep asking questions like that, and then hiking her dress up to the ceiling. So after a while, I said, "What do you want?"
Once more, I must leave you, little Annie. We must part at the end of the lane. But you promised me, little Annie, you'd be waiting when the springtime comes again. When the springtime comes on the mountain and the wildflowers scatter. I will watch for the lead to return to the trees, and I'll be waiting when the springtime comes again.
17-year-old Mandingo tribeswoman. She'd be driving along somewhere, and she'd say, "Why do men like to fondle women's breasts?" She'd keep asking questions like that, and then hiking her dress up to the ceiling. So after a while, I said, "What do you want?"
All along, when the birds and the bees are humming, then I know that springtime won't be long. When the springtime comes on the mountain and the wildflowers scatter o'er the plain, I will watch for the leaves to return to the trees, and I'll be waiting when the springtime comes again.
is God and show business too. Is God and show business too.
Without a second thought, he'd suck you in. Blood moves like a decoration. I got a crime for our season. Without a second thought, he'd suck you in.
I wish you'd tell me what we're talking about.
Mr. Big, you're not so big. Business too.
You're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford. Yes, we are Tufts Freeform Non-Commercial Community Radio. And we are celebrating spring. Our theme is called Spring Has Sprung. And here on the Tufts campus, it's spring fling weekend for all the students. We began that last set with a Japanese band, Gantiti, and a track called Undecorated Spring from their Spirit of Gantiti album. And then it was Donald Fagen with Springtime, followed by Jack Fascinato and Spring Sprang Sprung off of Ultra Lounge Volume 4, Bachelor Pad Royale. And in there, we had some reflections from my intellectual idol, Tufts professor Daniel Dennett, from a talk he gave at Harvard in 2009. In one of those clips, he was talking about a parasite, a type of fluke, actually, that needs to get into cow's digestive system in order to reproduce. So it infects the brain of an ant, compelling it to climb to the top of a blade of grass, where there it will increase its chances of getting eaten by a cow. And then later on, he talked about another parasite called Toxoplasma gondii that typically infects rats and mice and needs to get into the stomach of a cat to complete its particular reproductive cycle. So, in a similar but different way, it gets into the brain of its rodent host and lowers its caution, turning it into a mighty mouse showing no fear. And while often people say it's good to not have fear, in the end, it's terrible for the host rodent because lacking the fear, it helps to get that parasite into the stomach of a cat. And, you know, really, when you're studying them, parasites can seem to be demonic geniuses when it comes to how they work. But in the end, it's nature in action, as designed by natural selection, evolution. That Toxoplasma gondii parasite can also affect humans, and it has particularly bad effects on pregnant women. And some people who get infected report that afterwards they find the smell of cat urine sexually arousing. So we're, And then we heard from Vern Williams with When Springtime Comes Again off of his album Handpicked 25 Years of Bluegrass on Rounder Records. And we finished off with My Life with the Thrill Kill Cult and their song Lucifer's Flowers. Backing me up right now, my ambiance is another Ultra Lounge selection. This is Billy May and Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom White off of Ultra Lounge Volume 17, Bongo Land. And my eternal thanks to Coffee and Smoke's Alex Piondez for turning me onto the whole Ultra Lounge series. So WMFO, we've got a donations drive going, and you can find out the exact instructions by going over our WMFO.org website and just click on that donations drive bang link up at the top with the specific instructions. And I'm telling you, for $40, I think I'm going for that hoodie. That looks like a very cool, maybe I'll go running with it. That'd be really cool. And then speaking of that, you know, the Mystic River Reservation is in outstanding form this spring season. Yeah, Somerville may be New England's most densely populated city, but the outdoor public parks, paths, and recreation areas along the Mystic River are close by to every resident of Somerville and Medford. From the Tufts campus, it's just a 4-block walk west to get to a trail along the Mystic River. The most dangerous part is crossing Route 16, so be careful there. You can walk, run, bike, play tennis, and picnic, or bring your own gear to play in the grassy fields. The Tufts Bacow Sailing Pavilion is a beautiful 2.5-mile walk, mostly along the Mystic River, and a further mile up, the Shannon Beach on the upper Mystic Lake provides plenty of sand, pine trees, and seasonal swimming. Experience nature with all kinds of her trees, grass, ducks, geese, hawks, rabbits, chipmunks, and even turtles. Improve your physical and mental health. They're all free for you to enjoy along the nearby Mystic River Reservation. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. So we've got a real, like I was saying, a remix of songs for you in this next set, which is going to include my remix of Chuck Yu's remix of Wendy Carlos's Spring. And, well, let's just get this going for you right now. Yes. So we're starting off here with Vangelis's Soil Festivities, Movement 2. And then we're going to have Folded In and Fade In and Out and all along Chuck Yu's WMBR remix of Wendy Carlos's Spring. And we're also going to be hearing Soil Festivities, the third movement. And then from Leonard Cohen and Turn On the Sunlight and the Carolina Chocolate Drops. Big Sur Foghorn, Hit 'Em Up Style and Political World. All that and more in this true sound collage remix here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thank you. It's a pity. And Mercy on me, baby. hit him up.
Has sprung here on the Tufts campus of WMFO in Medford and Somerville. Yes, our theme is exactly that. Spring has sprung. And that last set was quite a sound collage. So many different things from so many different places. That was my remix of Chuck Yu's remix of Wendy Carlos's Spring with Vangelis's Soil Festivities, movements 2 and 3. And